Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Beth.
We're lawyers, mothers, and co-host of the bipartisan podcast Pantsuit Politics.
We have more in common than divides us.
In a world that defaults to false dichotomies, we explore the messiness of living wisely.
The choices, trade-offs, priorities, and grace of living a nuanced life.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Nuanced Life. We are so happy to be here with you. Before we get started, we wanted to invite you to go to pantsuitpoliticsshow.com and sign up for our weekly email. We send it out every Friday. It has notes from our community, links from us. There's a classified section where you can learn about the amazing businesses and services in our community. And we pour a lot of love and time and attention into it, and we think that everyone in the community would enjoy it, and we'd like to see you all signed up. So head over to the website, links in the show note, and sign up for our weekly email.
I'm really excited about everything we're going to discuss today because we're just getting right into the nuts and bolts of living in your house all the time. Living in your house, trying not to be too much of a consumer, doing your best to celebrate things and make the same day feel different. And I think it's going to be fun.
Well, listen, I mean, everything is different, right? How we live in our houses is different. How we vacation and take breaks is different. How we socialize is different. You know, like we're having to rethink so many aspects of really like our human existence. I told my friend over our break, I had a long conversation with my friend Laura, and I said, I'm starting to forget what it was like before. I kind of don't remember what it was like when my calendar was full of social obligations. I don't remember what the birthday parties felt like. I don't remember the constant planning for trips where we were going everywhere. It just went poof. And it's been like a hot minute. I'm having trouble calling up what that was like.
I was tucking Ellen into bed last night. We had a few neighbors over in our backyard to share some barbecue and let the kids play, which was lovely. And Ellen was exhausted and had like chocolate chip cookie on her cheeks, you know, so and trampoline all over her feet. So we were putting her in bed and she was so happy. And I just had this moment when I was singing to her where my brain kind of went, you know, Beth, if this is all there ever is, people have lived much worse. This is pretty good. And I'm really trying to keep myself in that place, not in like a cheesy, fake gratitude way, not in a silver lining of horrific circumstances way, but centering myself in the fact that I do love my home. I do love my people. And there are opportunities here that feel better to me than chasing the next big birthday party or getting my suitcase out and rolling through an airport again.
Well, funny you should bring up trampolines, because this is one of the things we wanted to talk about. We both separately read this really great article about the cutthroat staycation economy. Because as everything changes, we're all really reexamining the ways that we live in our homes and take breaks. You know, I went away this week. I was supposed to go to Europe because my best friend is living in Germany for 2 years. That did not happen. So instead, I'm redoing an old 1990s bathroom. And we did go to a beach Fripp Island, South Carolina, where we go pretty regularly in the summer, a place I'm really familiar with. It's just a home beach day. Like, there's no restaurants. Eat at your house and go to the beach. And so it all looked very, very different than what I imagined. And it's like we're all like spending money and buying things. You can't get a trampoline. I've had so many friends buying campers. We're thinking about buying a pop-up camper. Like everybody's investing in decks and inflatable pools. And we're all like, well, if we're going to be here together and we got to find ways to enjoy ourselves, then we're going to have to spend some money on our homes and outdoor recreation, socially distant friendly activities. It's like you couldn't get a trampoline. They're trampolines again, but I don't know how the inflatable pool situation is. I will give you a hot tip, everybody, just because I already bought one, so I'm not worried about them selling out. I went ahead and bought myself one of those patio heaters because I feel like we're going to be outside for a while, even when it starts getting cool at night. I feel like that's the next thing in the staycation economy that's going to sell out. But it's been fascinating to watch us all go, oh, I want a grill because I can't go to a reservation. I can't go to a restaurant anymore. I better go buy a grill. Oh, there's no grills. Or you can get a bike for a long time. Like that, watching that, the manifestation of all our different decision making as we face this new reality, I'm endlessly fascinated.
It is interesting. And it's bananas. We were talking to our neighbor who is a pool builder, and he is booking into 2022 now for pools. I think there's something really great about this when I don't allow myself to go down the dark path of like, wow, some people are worried about being evicted right now, and some of us are paying terrible markups for pretty cheap backyard stuff. And I can get in that dark place, and I'm trying to be both clear-eyed and gentle with myself about that side of it. But I do think there is something nice for those of us who have the privilege and opportunity to make our homes feel more fun to be in and to create these memories for our kids and these rituals for our families. That's pretty good. And I try to work on the other side of that equation, the dark one, by thinking about, okay, what are we contributing from here? What organizations are we donating to? Where are we volunteering as we're able? How are we trying to make this better in addition to making it better here in our immediate thing? But, you know, I do try to remember, like, you cannot be helpful in the world. You can't do your work in the world if you don't feel yourself. And the days are better when we take the kids out on the kayaks and when they're able to jump on the trampoline and ride their bikes. Like this stuff helps enormously, being outside, moving our bodies, focusing on some kind of activity makes a huge difference.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
That this, in the sort of way we've shifted our culture, and I think there'll be more hand washing, hopefully more mask wearing, whether you're sick when you're sick, whether it's COVID or not. I hope there is a more dedicated shift to being outside and to enjoying our own outdoors and the greater outdoors. You know, Congress just passed an amazing piece of legislation that pours funding into the national parks, and it couldn't have come a moment sooner. I think there is something positive to a shifting understanding of recreation that isn't so focused on checking things off lists, racking up the experiences, schedules, itineraries, and more just being and experiencing.
I totally agree with you. And honestly, Sarah, I don't know if the choice is going to be available to us. I don't think that I physically could switch back into the mode I lived in before this right now. I think it will take me, if we are to go back to the way things were, let's just pretend that's even an option. I think it will take me a good couple of years to build the muscles to live as relentlessly by the clock as I did before this. I mean, this is, we're wearing new grooves in our brains right now.
Yeah, I agree. I think that will be hard. You know, even packing, when we just went to the beach, I was like, I don't remember how to do this. I remember hating it, and I hate it more even now. And I'm just struggling to remember how to do it.
You and I met at an Airbnb for a couple days to get some work done here in Kentucky. I forgot my toothbrush. Like, I don't remember how to pack. Like, there are just so many things. I'm not sure I can get my kids going by 7 in the morning. I can't imagine being ready for the bus right now. There are just, it's a totally different landscape, and one that I do think is better in some ways for our bodies. Again, I wish we could have gotten here through a different path. There is incredible suffering going on around us as we are having these experiences ourselves. And also, I'm just trying to learn what I can from it. So let's talk about those birthday parties. Because Sloan reached out and she loved our discussion on Jenny Odell's amazing book, How to Do Nothing, which should be having like a heyday right now. And she's waiting for the book from her library. She wants to know ways that we commemorate things in our own lives without spending money or with food. And she thinks that's more important than ever. And then Elise added, you know, she is about to take a 4-day weekend for her birthday in 2 weeks when she was supposed to be in Spain celebrating this year. And her husband is asking her what to do, and she's kind of struggling and is worried that they'll slip into like doing laundry and mowing the yard and all the normal things with a few movies thrown in. And so for both Sloan and Elise, and probably lots of people, how can we better celebrate under these conditions?
I think what's key is what Elise gets to when she says, I think we'll just slip into these old behaviors. I think what we really want to focus on is anything that feels special. Now, for better or for worse, yes, we use food and particularly sugar in our culture and in every culture to make moments feel special. But, you know, yesterday when we got back, my husband and I went on a bike ride by ourselves, which we don't do very often, and it felt really special and it felt really fun and it was a beautiful day. The weather was cooler. I think any activity that just feels special, feels out of the ordinary, that's not sort of your routine activity, can really make a birthday or anything else you want to commemorate important. So I think that it depends on, you know, it's a hard question to answer because it just depends on what your ordinary activities. If you spend every morning bicycling around your neighborhood as exercise, then yeah, a bicycle ride's not going to feel special unless you maybe went to a different location and a new trail you've never been on before. Or if you spend every afternoon relaxing in a hammock with a book, which is, first of all, good for you, then maybe having a special Zoom call. I know people are being like, dear God, no Zoom. But I think there are some people who haven't done a bunch of Zooms, and so Zoom still feels special. So I think whatever it is, if you can pick one thing that you'll do that day that feels special, instead of feeling like I have to fill the entire day with something, I have a million decisions to make, because let's all be honest, our decision fatigue is real intense right now. And so, you know, just having one small moment of the day, one thing that feels special, and then release the pressure on yourself to create the perfect day the rest of the time is really helpful.
I want to be honest in acknowledging that I think this is probably harder if you are single or childless, because a lot of my answers to this question really center my kids. Jane in particular has the capacity to make things an event. You know, our dog's birthday, she decorated a room with little construction paper banners, and, you know, she made everything herself. She built a Google slideshow about Lucy. I mean, she's really good at saying, how do I infuse this with some specialness? And I have thought several times, like, wow, if I were on my own and there weren't Chad to have a special moment with or the girls to keep everything kind of lively, I do think this would be harder. So I want to acknowledge that. This is where, again, I think being outside is helpful. I have to really set an intention to not get into some kind of cleaning project or laundry project or something mm-hmm. when we're at home and I'm not working. And going outside really helps me keep that intention because I get out there and I can read a book, or we took the iPad out to watch a baseball game while we ate like a picnic dinner. It was the best. That felt so special to me to watch a baseball game on the iPad out in our backyard. So being outside helps me stay away from those home things. Writing something down helps me sometimes. Like, I really like to make lists around special occasions. Here are 10 things that I want to remember about this Labor Day, or 20 reasons I love this person whose birthday is coming up, whatever. I like doing things like that. I'm sure other people who are more artistic than I am can commemorate with, you know, creating something. I think it's fun to have like a signature cocktail for the day. If you're someone who enjoys cocktails, you know, you could say, well, it's my birthday, so, you know, this is the drink that we're creating to celebrate my birthday. You could do that with a dessert, or special breakfast is always a good one, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I know that that's eating, to Sloan's point, but it's not like going and buying a cake, right? You have to eat anyway, so you can make your eating a little bit more special. I think eating outside feels special. Even if you're doing a lot of it, you could grab some wildflowers and make a little arrangement. I mean, it's hard and it takes a lot of energy and effort, but I think that that's kind of there are some really tender moments coming up for us as we expend that energy and effort. So I hope that that's happening for other people too.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Marianne wrote in and wanted to share and commemorate adding a very special place in her house for more kid-friendly creativity in the main floor of her row house in D.C. And she says, I didn't know then that creating more space for kid creativity on our main floor would pay such dividends just a few weeks later. As we navigate our new normal, we start each day with morning meeting and set up new ways to learn and survive together. Something tells me that we will be in this routine long enough to see my younger son learn to walk around this updated space. I'm trying my best to look forward to all the future holds, even if some of those days seem endless. I love this. And she talks about my kitchen chair that I love so much and how I'm constantly rearranging my environment. I think so many of us are doing that, especially with virtual school, thinking, okay, how am I going to make this space work? And I think I've realized why I love it so much, especially right now that we're doing a renovation, is because the stakes are lower. Like, if you're renovating and you have to, like, pick where the actual light fixture is going to go, then it's a permanent decision, or at least an expensive one to undo. But if you're like, let's see how the table works over here, like, the payoff could be so big for such little investment. I think that rearranging house spaces and thinking, I once heard the expression of a 365-day-a-year home, where all the spaces in your home get used every day. And I loved that so much. And look, for better or for worse, all this time in our houses are giving us the opportunity to think through that. Is every space serving the needs of our family right now? And I like, there's nothing I love more than asking that question and trying to answer it. And I love that Marianne had that thrill of asking and answering it as well.
One of the projects that we did while you and I were taking a bit of a breather was to change up our loft space. We put our school, when we did school at home in the spring in our dining room. And I did not want to do that again for a variety of reasons. And so I decided we're going to make our loft space the perfect space for schooling. So we watched Marathon Babysitter's Club on Netflix episodes, and Jane and Ellen and I worked together to talk about what would really make this a good schoolroom. And we cleaned out and rearranged and hung some pictures. Jane loves doing paint by sticker. Do your boys do paint by sticker stuff?
Yes, we do.
Okay, she's so into that. And she had a couple of those that were lovely. And so we framed those and hung them up in the school space, which totally delighted her. And it feels really fresh and great in there. And it was so serendipitous because the very next day, we got the first draft of an actual plan for what school is going to look like for us. And I just felt much better handling it because I knew we had the space ready. And like Marianne sent us some pictures of her space, it's darling. Like Marianne, we have lots of little bins to organize things. I think that's a way to create specialness in your house too, right? When you just move things around, you freshened it up, you feel like, I know where the pens are. I know where the erasers are. The construction paper is neatly in a drawer. You know, it just, it feels wonderful to walk in there now. And it does create for me a sense of possibility. I honestly had been telling myself for a while, we cannot do what we did in the spring. And now I realize we will not do what we did in the spring. We know more now. We have better information. Mm-hmm. So does the school. And we also have the opportunity to create something a little bit different. I understand now that my kids are going to be finished. If they are doing non-traditional instruction, they're going to be finished in the morning. That is not going to fill the day. Fine. I'm not going to try to make it fill the day. The afternoons are just going to be free play. That's fine. You know, I just have a different attitude about it. And I think the space is really helping me with that attitude.
No, I totally agree. I think it sets the mood when you can embrace it. And I think it's just, you know, I think it is a product of our parents' and grandparents' generation that had better, nicer, heavier furniture than we did, that for better or for worse, sort of these cheaper, more convenient options with regards to paint and refinishing, they didn't have endless YouTube tutorials. And so I think, you know, we've all been in our spaces in our family where they, like, someone's home never changed. Or listen, you see them on Zillow, you look at a picture and you're like, that person has not changed a single thing since they moved into that house in 1975. And I just think, you know, it's really important to just shake that loose. That's not how it is anymore. You know, like, we have a lot of resources. We have, between online ordering and Etsy and Home Depot, it just, we have so many more options. And so if the space is not serving you, and I don't mean this in a consumption model, like just HGTV until you can't see straight. I'm talking to just about if the space is not serving you, move it. Move the stuff around. It is not nailed down. And I just think sometimes people just need to hear that. They just need the permission to say, oh, right, I put my couch there, but it doesn't have to stay there. Or this was sold to me when I bought this house as a dining room, but it sure as heck doesn't have to stay that way. And I think just, you know, releasing that and remembering, like, when the space really, really does need to serve you, as it all does right now, especially if you have kids and we're all home all the time, then it might be time for a little re-examination of furniture and rooms and purposes and all that.
I think even when the space is serving you, asking, like, what's the next season going to require is a good question. Our loft was working great the way it was, but I wanted it to serve us differently for school. And so we moved some things around and we'll be able to move them back. We bought nothing in that process.
Yep.
There were zero things
that
we purchased.
That feels the best.
Yes.
When you can, like, you get a new room, you didn't buy a thing, you're like, I'm winning. I'm winning at life right now.
I moved some throw pillows that used to be on one couch to the bed in a different room. You know, there are so many ways that, for me, I just get a little boost because we changed it, even if it was working fine before, that are really helpful. And what a good life lesson that is, right? That just these tiny little shifts, especially in the things that you look at or sit around every single day, can make a huge difference, and you can achieve those without buying anything. And so I think that gets back to like the question about celebrations. You know, a whole lot of it is just variance of time. So maybe you sleep in, or maybe you decide to take a nap in the afternoon if that isn't usually something that's available to you. Like, just shifting up the schedule can feel really special and pretty luxurious. I love breakfast for dinner, you know, because it feels just a little bit special. And I think there are lots of ways to create that both in your physical space and in your sort of headspace via how you spend your day.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I think this is a really great conversation, and I need us to wrap it up because as we were talking, I had some ideas about moving furniture around.
Sorry, Nicholas. Good luck, everybody over there.
That's why I had three boys. That's why the universe gave me three boys. Oh, my gosh. As soon as they're big enough, I'm moving everything every day. Every couch is going to be in a new location. It's going to be amazing.
Well, I hope that you all are finding some creativity and inspiration in your own surroundings and with your own time. We would love to hear about the things that you're doing because the truth is, I don't have most of this figured out, not even a little bit. And so if you're finding ways especially to celebrate that are really working for you, let us know because we will share them and we will all benefit from your wisdom and experience. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and experiences and your commemorations and your advice questions. You can keep those coming to hello@pantsuitpoliticsshow.com. We will be back here with you next Wednesday and on Pantsuit Politics between now and then. Keep it nuanced, y'all.
Dylan Garvin produces The Nuanced Life.
Elise Knapp is our managing director.
The Nuanced Life is listener supported. Go to patreon.com/thenuancedlife.
For $5 each month, you'll receive an entire bonus episode of The Nuanced Life.
Dante Lima is the composer and performer of our theme music.
Dylan Garvin is the composer and performer of our ad music.
For more information about The Nuanced Life and to connect with us through our weekly email, visit pantsuitpoliticsshow.com.